Praise God. Hallelujah. I just heard the Spirit of the Lord say, the way maker is clearing the way. He's clearing the way. Some of you have obstacles right now you can't overcome in the natural. But the way maker says, I'm clearing the way for you. I'm clearing the way for you. It may be a physical situation or a financial situation or something in a family member. You look it right in the face and say, the way maker is clearing my way. Grace, grace unto that mountain, praise God. It shall become a plain before the Almighty God, the great I am, praise God. Hallelujah. Let's give Him praise tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. The way maker. He's making your way. Where there is no way. He's going to open a door where there's not even a door right now. Praise God. There may be an impossible situation before you, but our God works with the impossible. And He makes it possible. And it'll not be by your might or your power, but by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Circumstances lining up. Circumstances lining up for your favor. For your favor. Just reach up and receive it right now. The favor of God is here. We've been talking about ridiculous favor. The room is filled with it right now. Just take hold of it. Praise God. Ridiculous favor upon the people of God. And go forth expecting good things to happen in your life. Because He's working. He's working behind the scenes. He's working where you can't see Him working. Glory to God. We praise You, Lord. We worship You tonight. And we thank You, Lord, for Your presence in this place tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank You, Lord Jesus.
Thank You, Jesus. Come on, let's give Him praise right now. You can keep playing for a moment. Thank You, Father. We honor You in this place. Holy Spirit, thank You for leading. Thank You for guiding. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just as we were singing and as we were praising and out of what Alan shared of what the Spirit of God had given him, as he was talking about favor, that you're in a place of favor and the favor of God. The Bible says that we are surrounded, that we're compassed about with favor as with a shield. But what I saw was I actually kind of heard some this thought, you know, yeah, but you don't know my boss. My boss is never going to give me that promotion, or this person's never going to change. They don't like me. I've been trying for years. And literally what I saw, waves of the favor of God hitting these people in your way and melting their hearts, that all of a sudden they changed concerning you. You're not the one doing it. God's already doing it. He's prepared a way. He's prepared a table before you, and He's taking care of those things. And so I'm just telling you, don't think that there's anybody too far and too beyond God's reach and too beyond what He can do. He's the Creator. He's the one that who loves you. And I'm telling you, He can change a heart in a moment where you are concerned. So, Father, we just thank You for that now. We receive that now. We thank You for waves of Your glory, waves of Your favor, waves of Your love going out before us. We thank You, Father, that we can be just recipients of Your love, and it just it allows the King to reign in us, but also through us. And we just thank You that You're making everything right. We mix faith. We say yes. We believe the word spoken here tonight in Jesus' name. And I'm not going to say, well, that this is an impossible situation, because with You, all things are impossible. And even where people have been disappointed before, we say this is a new day, a new time, a new season for their life, and to start from a place of victory, not from a place of trying to obtain, because Jesus, You bought it all, and it's Your finished work, and we glorify You, and we look to You in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight's Wednesday Activate. This is the third week. It's about flowing in the gifts of the Spirit. I'm going to set that up here in just a little bit. Flowing in the gifts of the Spirit, that you can hear the voice of God and be used by God. But, you know, sometimes it's like, okay, let's get through the preliminaries. Let's go through praise and worship so we can get into the meat of this thing. Man, come on. When you get to heaven, you're going to be worshiping all the time. And so actually, a worship is a great, creates a great atmosphere for the Spirit of God to flow. Did you know that there was a prophet in the Old Testament that said, I cannot prophesy or I will not prophesy until the musician comes? You know, that music and worship will carry prophecy and carry the words of God. And then Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, he said, I will pray in the Spirit, and I will pray with my understanding, talking about praying in tongues and praying with the understanding. But he said, I will also sing in the Spirit. I will also sing in the Spirit and sing with understanding. And so really what just happened here tonight, we want everybody to step out, to go into a place that maybe they haven't been before. And so we just followed what we felt like the Spirit of God was saying, and maybe we didn't get all the chords and everything exactly right, but it don't matter. When you're in the presence of God, you're just worshiping Him. And so at that last song, there was just that moment where as we were singing in the Spirit, then Hannah began to sing with the understanding and the interpretation of it, you know, which is awesome. And then we just had that moment. We should do those kinds of things more. You know, that's a great opportunity to engage with the Spirit of God, to engage with what God is saying. JT had an experience last week, and I want to, because you guys that were here for it, you still don't know everything that happened. Okay, so at the end, to set this up, at the end, as we're talking about flowing the gifts of the Spirit of God told me we need to go deeper. Let's not just come up with words, you know, that we're encouraging words. Those are great. We're going to continue to do that. But, you know, one of the gifts of the Spirit is tongues and interpretation. All right, a message in tongues, and then there's an interpretation. I gave the message in tongues. I said, I'm going to speak, give a word in tongues. Somebody here is going to have the interpretation. Okay, so just be ready. And so I gave it. And then I said, okay, if that's you, come on up. Nobody came up. And so I said, if your heart's racing right at this moment, that probably means it's you. This is a safe place. You know, we cut the live stream when we're doing this part. This is the time to get out and try. You know, it's a safe place. If, you know, there's no failure in God, and we just want to encourage one another. And so, as great of a leader as I am, nobody came up. Nobody responded to that either. But here's the thing. God had already told me who it was. And so I took a step. And so for me, there's growth as well. And so I took a step and I said, you know what? JT, I believe it's you. And he was sitting there saying, if Mark calls me, I'm going up, you know? And so, but something had happened. And so he gave the interpretation and it was amazing. He said he understood everything that I said. All right. That's amazing. But something happened and I want him to describe it.
Hey guys.
And I'm going to help you to go closer.
Okay.
Yeah,
is that,
there you go.
Like a, last time was the first time, so now I'm learning, right? Man, thank you for allowing me to come up here and explain this, because this is probably the most awesome thing that's ever happened in my life in relation to my relationship with Christ. Am I dropping? Am I coming? Okay. No, when Mark asked me to come up to share my interpretation, what I heard, you guys have to know that I was absolutely terrified. For me, it was walking out and stepping out in faith to share what I had heard in my heart. But what's crazy is, even though stepping up and sharing that was terrifying, what I had heard was absolutely 100% certain in my heart and in my mind. What I heard, what I saw, what I felt in my heart, it was 100% certain. There was no disputing that. There was no arguing that whatsoever. And I came up here and I shared with you guys that what I had heard was, I had heard God tell me, or Mark, I guess, I heard what he said, what he was saying in tongues, and it was God saying, I know you as my child. You know me as your father. we've known each other for thousands of years. You've known me for thousands of years. I've known you for thousands of years. I'll be coming back soon, and when I do, you're really going to know me so much better then. You're going to be standing face to face with me, and we're really going to know each other then. And I thought that was just so powerful, and it just absolutely wrecked me. And one thing I didn't share when I was up here with you guys is what I actually saw, because when he began speaking, I closed everything else out. I put my head down, I closed out everything, you know, except for my hearing, my ability to hear, so I could hear what Mark was saying. And I just went to this blank place. It was like a blank slate, and I got this envisionment of Africa. And I got this, almost this vision of being at nighttime in Africa, and there's this campfire, and we were all sort of surrounded by it, and there was this leader, almost like a leader of a tribe, right? And he was speaking to his tribe. He was addressing his tribe. And it was almost like he was telling this story, this legend, this truth. And he was talking about God to them. And he was expressing God to them. And it was just so unreal. It was almost like Mark, as he was speaking to the church, you know, it was almost like the tribe leader speaking to the tribe, you know. And I failed to mention that when I came up here to share that with you guys. And so I came back, you know, and I sat down, and I was like, hey, Abby, did I do all right, you know, because, like, I always have to, like, verify with my wife whether or not I made sense when I said something. And she was like, yeah, you did great. You sure did. And she said, well, did you hear anything else? And I said, well, it's not what I heard. I saw something. And I told her what I saw, and she said, you should have shared that. You should have gone up and shared that with what you heard. And so afterwards, I came straight up to Mark, mm-hmm. and I shared what I saw. And I don't know if you want me to share the next part or if you want Chelsea to share the next part, but...
So he came up, he's talking to me about what he saw, and then after, as we're talking, and we're just like, man, this is awesome, and that, and then Chelsea came up. Chelsea, would you come up, please? And said, listen, I also got something while you were speaking in tongues. And she said, but it's a little weird, and I might have gone into cuckoo land. Literally, it's what she said. She said, but I want to check it out, see what you think. Can you tell us what happened with you?
Yeah. So as soon as he started praying in tongues, I, like, immediately closed my eyes, and I saw, like, a light beam go over Africa, like the middle of Africa, just shoot down. And I was like, he's in Africa. He's speaking to someone in Africa. I didn't know anything else. That was about all I saw. But I was like, that's crazy, and I'm not going up there. So what you shared, I was like, amen. That's good. But we were in an awesome church, so I knew I felt comfortable. Like, I could come up and tell Mark, and he could tell me if, like, that was crazy. And so I walked up, and he's talking to Mark. And I was like, I need to just tell you what I saw. And I said that, and they, like, both started crying. And I was like, okay, I must not be in cuckoo land. Thank you, Jesus. And so it was really cool because it was confirmation for him. And it was cool because I truly believe that God had a message for someone in Africa. Mm. And yeah. Someone was encouraged that you are my child and I'm your father. And so it was really good.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys. That's awesome. That's amazing. You know, the two different people got the same thing. That just shows you, you know, and that happens. That's, you know, as a matter of fact, in the Old Testament, Elijah, his right-hand man was Elisha. And so the day came for Elijah to be taken, you know, and to go to heaven. And so as they went from city to city, every one of the prophets in the city went to Elisha and said, you know that Elijah's leaving today, right? Like, this is his day. And so everybody that was attuned to the Spirit was hearing the same thing and knew the same thing. And so it wasn't just limited to one person, okay? And so I wanted them to share that with you because this is, you know, this is them stepping out and seeing something and experiencing something that they've never experienced before. And just to keep encouraging you guys, come on Wednesday nights. We're going to keep doing some things over this week and the next week that would be very broad and very general. But then over the next couple of months, we're going to really hone in onto some specific some specific things that we're going to do for individuals and things like that. So it's not going to always be exactly the same. It's already different. Every week's going to be different. So just get ready for it. Amen. Are you encouraged? Isn't that an amazing testimony? Praise God. Turn with me in your Bibles. I'm just going to, I want to talk for about 10 minutes before we just start into some things. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, this is kind of this foundation real quick. Thank you, Father. I had the privilege to talk with Greg Moore today, the president of Karis Bible College in Colorado. And we were talking about some things, and I described what had happened last week, because this Greg's all about this, about flowing in the gifts and that sort of thing. He loved it. But they're doing this very same thing that we're doing now on Wednesday nights. He's doing it in his classes at Karis Bible College. And not only that, check this out. Our friend Jeremiah Johnson, who pastors up in Kentucky, is also, and we noticed on Facebook, doing something very similar. Man, I think something's being birthed. I think something is happening in the church and in the body of Christ. Praise God. And it's not because we all got together and talked and thought this would be a good idea. It was just because, you know, the Spirit of God, that we're hearing the same thing from the Spirit of God. Sometimes I'll preach something and somebody will say, man, were you watching so-and-so last week? No. But the same Spirit's got the same message around the world. Amen. And so, anyway, in talking with him, so 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and let's take a look just very quickly at verse 7. I just want to give you a couple of things. Foundation, we're just going to keep putting these truths in, keep looking at it, keep making sure the foundation is right. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one. Say each one.
Each one.
Say, that includes me.
That includes me.
The manifestation of the Spirit. Get this, the Spirit of God wants to manifest through you. Say, the Spirit of God
wants to manifest through me.
You see that?
Yes.
He said, the Spirit of God is given to each one. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of everybody else. So he's not given, the manifestation of the Spirit isn't given to you for you. It's given to you for everybody else. It's for the work of the ministry. It's to help others. Amen. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith. This is a supernatural gift of faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit. We watch that happen right there during worship. That as Alan was ministering, he said the gifts of healing are here. Healing is here. The anointing for healing is here. That's the gift of healing rising up in a given moment. By the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of the tongues. And of course, he's really talking about kind of here in this corporate setting exactly what happened last week. But one and the self-same Spirit, one and the same Spirit work all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. And so he'll distribute right to you what you need in a given situation. Praise God. And so that's amazing. Let's go down to chapter 14. I'll tell you about my conversation with Greg here in a second. So in chapter 14, again, let's look at the motivation here. 1 Corinthians 14. What happened here? I pressed the wrong button. It says, pursue love. Somebody say, pursue love.
Pursue love.
I've said this. This is the third week. I'll probably do this just about every week. Pursue love. Love is your motivation. I said it last week. Love is the rivers, the carrier through which the gifts of the Spirit operate. Through which the Spirit, why? Because he is the Spirit of love. God is love. And so Jesus, wherever he went to a place, he saw people that were needing, that were hurting, that were sick. And it says he was moved with compassion. He had the goods. He had everything that he needed. But then his compassion, the love, was the carrier for healing, was the carrier for everything. Praise God. Amen. So here we pursue love. We're not pursuing the gifts. Hello? We're not pursuing the gifts. We're pursuing love. Why? Because we recognize you have to start with this recognition that you have the full Spirit of God on the inside of you right now, which means everything that He is, everything that He has is in your born-again spirit right now. So I'm not trying to obtain a gift or try to grab a gift. I'm trying to get to it. I already have everything that I need. So my love for others activates the gifts of the Spirit that's on the inside of me. So we pursue love, and then it says desire those spiritual gifts. Now I can desire as a result to walk in those things. All right. Now you can love people, but if you don't have a desire to step out, you know, God's not going to come and use you. To step out and say, I want to be used. I'm willing to make a mistake. I'm willing to take a risk. Okay? Because faith is not based on what you can see and what you can hear, but it is taking a step into the unknown. Amen. It's taking a step out of your boat of comfort and walking on the water with Jesus. Jesus was out on the water. Jesus wasn't in the boat. So step out of the boat, and we go with that way. So we desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. And so here he talks to us in verse 3 that he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men. In other words, you're building people up. You're exhorting people. So look at Paul's heart. It's always about exhorting and helping others. And so that's why he says seek to prophesy. Make sure everything that you do is for the benefit of others. Thank you, Jesus. So as I was talking to Greg today, what he's been telling his students is a couple of things. One, he said this, which I can attest to, that your greatest growth, and I think I've even said this as we were talking about hearing the voice of God, your greatest growth in hearing the voice of God and in knowing His voice is in flowing in the gifts of the Spirit. I can personally tell you that in my life, that in 2014, when we did what we're doing right here tonight, when we started doing this, just because God asked me to step out because I didn't know anything concerning flowing in the gifts of the Spirit. I didn't know what the voice of God really was, except I just felt like He was calling us to do this, that 3 months was personally the greatest growth for me in my life up to this point of hearing the voice of God and knowing what it was. And it's because I was in this environment being able to step out and just going for it. And I want to encourage you, I was here every week for 3 months. It's like I didn't grow just like the first week. And it's like, boom, I got this thing now. I got this thing down. No, it was a growth every week. That's why I'm encouraging you guys just to be here on Wednesday nights, you know, every week. And just, you know, even if you don't step out, you're in the atmosphere where it's happening. And you'll find that I was like, I think I'm getting something. I'm understanding some things. So that's just why I encourage you to do that. We always do the live stream as far as the teaching part, but then we're going to cut it off here in a few minutes for this part right here, and that's where the real activation takes place. The other thing is this. How many of you had Christmas presents this year? Can I see a show of hands? Okay. I was about to say, Eddie didn't raise his hand, so I was like, man, did Cynthia not get you anything? Had Christmas presents under the tree? How many of those presents are still unopened? What? Heck no. Heck no, he says. No, at Christmas time, what do? You open all the gifts. You don't look and say, you know what? I'm not really interested in those. I just want this one right here, right? But yet, we have all of these gifts of the Spirit that have been given to us, wrapped up in a pretty bow of the Holy Ghost, and all we got to do is just step in, open it up, say, I want it, I desire it, and let's go for it. Isn't that good? I like that illustration. I like that illustration. So why don't we open some gifts tonight? Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, I just give you praise right now. To begin with, what I want to do is, Tim, if you'll come up and just share what the Lord has given you during the service. Oh, yeah. So on the live stream, sorry, guys. You had an awesome hour right here with the worship and everything that went on. But at this time, we are now going to step into just the activation part. And we want this to be a nice, safe environment for people just to try things because, you know, what happens at Life of Faith stays at Life of Faith right now. Amen. And then we'll share some things next week. So praise God. You guys are blessed. I'm glad that you joined us. And see you later.